It's AC Plot Points. I'm Ben Walpole. It's Friday, May the 10th, which means Mother's Day is just around the corner. This Sunday, actually. So I thought it would be a good time to share this conversation with Aaron Schabel. Aaron is New York through and through, born and raised there, and now works as a project manager for TCE, specializing in rail infrastructure. He's young and ambitious and very enthusiastic about the profession. And his civil engineering origin story starts with his mom, hence the Mother's Day tie-in. Here's Aaron Schabel. So a lot of times with folks, we start with how they got interested in the profession. And I gather your story's a little bit different than most. And maybe in 20, 30 years' time, as the profession continues to diversify, this will not be that exceptional of a story. But I feel like the son being inspired by his mother as a civil engineer is still, you know, fairly unique. Can you tell us a little bit about that dynamic and how you got interested in the profession?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you mentioned, my mother is in the industry, and that's how I got introduced to it from a very young age. She started out in estimating in the 80s in New York City, worked her way up to be a project manager for Slattery. We have a precursor to Skanska in New York City. So growing up, I was going to job sites with her. One of the pivotal moments is I was 8 or 9. She had just finished this huge overpass in northern New Jersey. I was off from school from Columbus Day, freshly paved interstate overpass, no cars on the road yet. And I got to rollerblade miles of freshly paved overpass. I was 8 years old. I didn't really know what it meant to be in construction or be a project manager, but I think right there I knew that was pretty much it.
You were sold.
Never really a second thought after that. Went to engineering school and, you know, right into the industry.
Well, what's that relationship been like with the two of you now as you excel in the profession that she was in as well?
It's really cool. It's always cool to talk shop, especially with one of your parents, trade war stories. You know, sometimes we have to go, all right, we don't want to talk about it tonight. But no, it's definitely cool. Able to learn a whole bunch from her, see things from her perspective now as a subcontractor. It's a really, really cool relationship to have.
Well, and I don't want to overstate the point, and you know, I'm not sure how unique it is. I've certainly talked to many women who have been inspired by their mothers as civil engineers, but I feel like, you know, it's usually the story is inspired by dad. Certainly with sons, do you feel like that kind of origin story for you has marked you as unique? Have you met other folks who have come to the profession the same way, or is it a little bit different?
I think the one thing that's unique about it is, you know, to be in this industry, regardless, man or woman, you got to be really tough. And even more so if you're a woman. And my mother is a very tough lady, loving, but tough. And I definitely got a lot of that growing up. You know, so she was always the first to say, you know, you got to be the best you can be, and you got to be tough along the way.
So tell us about your toughness now in the profession, or at least maybe not the toughness, but at least, you know, kind of what you're doing. So, you know, obviously you've accomplished a lot at an early age. So can you kind of take us through, you know, what you do day to day and where you're at in your career?
Yeah, I don't think toughness is unique to me. I think it's a precursor to being in this industry. There's a lot of strong personalities, a lot of money, a lot of deadlines at stake. I think everyone in this industry has that level of toughness and needs to be to survive in this industry. So, I guess I can go over my experience. So right out of school, I came and I knew I wanted to build in New York City. You know, growing up in the area, this is where all the action happens. Started for a company doing almost exclusively transit work, doing everything revolving around the train systems. So I started doing signal upgrades and all the civil support work that goes into, you know, upgrading a huge civil system. Worked my way into doing a bunch of station reconstruction, rehabilitation, built some new stations along the way. Refurbished a bunch, And that's what I'm working on now, is continuing to upgrade the New York City subway system, commuter rails, all five boroughs and beyond.
Is there a certain level of pride for you in doing that, being, you know, homegrown for the most part?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all little kids love trains. I used to love taking the train into the city. I never really put that and my ambitions in construction together. And when it happened, it kind of seemed like a no-brainer. But I finished the job 3 years ago. We built a new train station in Long Island for the New York Islanders, the hockey team out there. That happens to be my favorite sports team. So I got to be by their new stadium for 2.5 years and build a new train station. And now whenever I go to a game, I get to get off at a train station that I was part of the team on. I don't think it gets any cooler than that. It's incredibly, incredibly cool.
Oh, that's amazing. I was going to say, I hope you're not a Rangers fan, but that's good. It worked out.
No. And for what it's worth, the Islanders beat the Rangers last night. So a lot of my coworkers are Rangers friends. So I walked into a bunch of booze today. It was a very welcome here sound.
Well, that's really cool because, you know, you talk to a lot of civil engineers who really appreciate the fact that your work is so tangible and that you can see it and describe it very easily to people around you. And it's just it's just very tangible. It's right there. But that's especially so when you're talking about something as big as a sports team like that.
I think at the end of the day, you hit the nail on the head. That's why all of us do this, right? You get to build something, you pour your heart into it, and at the end of the day, you get the point out of it, whether it's a skyscraper, a bridge, a tunnel, even something you don't see, like utilities, right? You walk into a building, you turn on the water and say, hey, you know, I made that happen. It's pretty cool.
Well, you know, you talked about kind of how you didn't always immediately think, you know, rail transit or trains, you know, would be connected to your interest in construction. But, you know, what did you see for yourself maybe when you were, you know, going through undergrad? Where did you see yourself in the profession and what maybe has been a little bit different?
I think anyone who has ambitions of going into construction is going to tell you they want to build a bridge, right? Bridges, at least in my eyes, the pinnacle of all of it. What I've come to learn is there's components of all different sorts of construction and all different projects. So like I said, I built the train station in Long Island. We built three bridges as part of a train station, right? We built a platform that went over a four-lane highway on either side of an existing bridge. So two bridges next to an existing bridge and then a pedestrian bridge, right? So you find those little facets in all different sorts of crazy projects. Nothing we build anywhere in any subset of our industry is really one-dimensional.
So as you look at where you are right now and you're already doing, you know, these incredibly cool projects that are, you know, very satisfying and just things are going very well, what do you see next for yourself? You know, like where do you see things going? This is just a terrible way to phrase this question.
Sure.
Let me start over.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so you're obviously working on some incredibly cool projects already, but what do you see next for yourself? Where do you see things going?
So I think all of us in the industry are really fortunate. We're about to enter, I think we can all agree, kind of a golden age of American infrastructure. And all different sorts of infrastructure projects are getting attention. Again, utilities, power resiliency, transportation, rail, all that kind of stuff. New York is no exception. It's really in the forefront. I think we've spent the last, 15, 20 years, with the exception of some of the mega projects in New York City, like Second Avenue and East Side Access, doing a lot of refurbishment and upgrading. I think we're on the verge of another wave of that, and even more exciting, like grand expansion, second phase of Second Avenue, big expansion of stations, capacities, new signal systems. So I think we've spent the last 15, 20 years getting to a good footing where we can now explode into the future. And that's super exciting. The industry in New York is really, there's really a buzz around here. And I'd love to be involved in all those sorts of jobs and hopefully new and interesting capacities.
I love that golden age term. I mean, it's certainly optimistic. That's interesting. So you feel like we've kind of reached the end of the setup phase and now it's time to make it happen?
I don't know if we've reached the end of the setup phase. I think it's one of those situations where we're changing the engine as the plane is flying. But it seems like the industry is committed. There's funding, there's political support behind it. So it's really exciting time to be not only in the industry, but a resident of these cities. One other thing I just wanted to bring up is part of this like golden age of this industry is going to be the expansion of our industry. And I think it's incredibly important to kind of grow and invite more ambitious minds, young ambitious minds into our industry. And I think it's incredibly important and something that we should probably spend even more time talking about. I think construction is, like we've talked about, an incredibly rewarding field. It's certainly not boring. The really cool thing is, you know, I've been doing this a bunch of years. No project is the same. That's why construction is hard. Even if you're building the same exact building across the country, it's going to be a completely different project. There are just so many challenges technically. There's the financial component, the political component, the interpersonal component. I just think it's a wonderful industry to be involved in. There's so much opportunity, and you know, we need as many excited folks as we can get.
That's really interesting, and it's great the way that you say that. I think anybody that would hear you talk about what you do can hear the enthusiasm and the passion you have for it and get inspired themselves, especially younger folks. But it reminds me a little bit, like when we're talking about how you got involved in the industry in the first place with your mother's career and seeing her. If you take that out of the picture for you, and you know, you grew up the son of a banker, do you think you would have found your way to construction anyway? Would there be another way for you to have been inspired by those kind of ideas you just talked about?
That's a great question. I don't know if I've ever thought about that. I think there's some, you know, level of curiosity for technical things, right? You always hear stories of young kids taking apart the TV or what have you to figure out what's inside of it. And I think we're fortunate that a lot of those people, whether knowingly or not, kind of stumble in the industry. I think it's a great place for curious people. There are, again, so many different disciplines and technical questions that all kind of fit together. Again, it's a place for curious people. There's a reason you always see little kids looking through the peepholes of projects to see what's going on in the giant hole. So hopefully people, you know, as they're trying to figure out their career, keep that curiosity. And this is a great place to always be challenged, always be learning, and always be shocked at how much left there still is to learn.
AAC Plot Points is a production of the American Society of Civil Engineers. Please subscribe, rate, review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever podcast platform you prefer. Thanks so much to our guest today, Aaron Schabel. Our music is by Coltrane Motion. Learn more at coltranemotion.com. And you can keep up with everything going on at ASCE and throughout the entire civil engineering profession online at the Civil Engineering Source. That's source.asce.org. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.